and welcome to Kai's Weekly Playlist. So, before we get on with this podcast, I would like to say Happy Fasting Day. And yes, as you might have assumed, I did fast, and currently am. So, I'm saying this to wish a happy Ramadan month for those that also fast. May God bless us all. So, let's get on with this podcast. What are we gonna talk about today? Made the headlines a few days ago, and it's everywhere on the internet. Can you guess what it is? It's the SVB, and you might have noticed how it just collapsed so suddenly and gradually. Maybe you've read it in CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, and other medias. But what actually happened to the SVB? Before we can answer that question, let's go to the fundamentals first. What is SVB? As you might have known, SVB is Silicon Valley Bank, which is the 16th largest bank in the US. And SVB is one of the banks with most assets. Hence, it's the go-to banks for a lot of startup companies and people to deposit their money. By the end of 2020, they already have $211.793 billion, which is a surprisingly 62.68% increase from the year before. It is twice as much as they had. But this is only the beginning, because they continue to be more profitable each year. It all started in October 17, 1983 by Roger V. Smith in Santa Clara, California. Its vision is to be the financial partner of innovation economy and support companies and investors in their ideas. Hence, they got recognized really fast, considering 1983, where the community of banks is not as modern as it is now. Prior to their collapse, SVB acquired Boston Private Financial Holdings in May and June of 2021, which is 2 years ago. And it gained a lot of profit, hence why I say after 2020, they become more and more successful. In the same year, in 2021, throughout January and September, the bank's shareholder return reached 226.18%. And SVB is not just any bank. It provides a wide range of services, starting from an investor, networker for startup people and investors, and foreign exchange risks, hedgers for businesses working internationally. So yes, a lot of people, a lot of businesses, a lot of companies does rely on SVB. So why, if it's so big, it can collapse? It can crumble down so suddenly in under a day? It failed on March 10, 2023 due to disadvantageous circumstances in venture capital and tech. As I said before, a lot of people relied on SVB, such as tech companies. And with this disadvantaging circumstances, SVB is also in a less fortunate situation. This collapse makes it the second largest bank collapse since US's 2008 crisis. The first being crumble of Washington Mutual Bank. And SVB collapsed with $200 billion asset burst. Imagine crumbling down in your prime. The good news is that the government granted depositors access in March 13. And in the same day, Tim Mayopoulos was appointed as a new CEO. Previously, George W. Becker. Now, let's get on to the actual root of the conflict, problem causes the SVB to destabilize. The source itself comes from long-term government bonds. So the downfall of SVB is because it pays too much for government bonds in America's zero interest era. Government bonds are bonds which raises money for government's various operations or projects as a debt security for their spending. It is like SVB lending money to the government for certain events, and later the government will repay the lended money, resulting in long-term profit. And SVB does so in America's zero interest era, which is, if you think about it back then, is a very promising plan. However, the cash cannot be extracted back, because then again, long-term means that the money will return in years or months and cannot be gained instantly. When inflation happens, the Federal Reserve forced interest rate up and bond prices fall. The market starts to fall. But then again, SVB has given up a lot of money, billions of dollars for that bonds. Hence, they suffered a really large loss. With the urgent need of cash, the bank sold short-term bonds, but customers had already withdrawn their money due to the news that SVB is declining. And as a result, SVB lost a quarter of their total deposits. Another thing they do to gain cash is by selling $2.25 billion worth dollar of shares. However, the stock decreases as much as 60%. And thus, they are running out of backup plans to cover their losses. Now, how will SVB's closure affect the economy? Aside from SVB, New York-based Signature Bank disintegrates too, and share pieces of multiple lenders such as Western Alliance and First Republic underwent chaos. They start to go down and down and down, which might take a longer time to heal. In addition, some smaller banks may be destabilized due to people retracting their funds in fear of economic changes. However, the assets in SVB only covers 0.91% of the total American bank assets. So, it is highly unlikely to affect other banks. As of now, FDIC, or Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, is running the bank, and all of $2,500,000 will be fully insured for each deposit. Investment portfolios will still decline with high interest rates caused by inflation. Fortunately, most banks have enough capital to protect themselves. Bad news is, startups will need to search for another financier to support their businesses, since SVB, as I said in early times, SVB is the go-to place for investments and money lending. Personally, I think that SVB's closure does have some benefits. It can open opportunities to other banks. It can also teach other banks to not repeat the same thing, to have some backup plan when paying for bonds, especially long-term bonds. Because economy is changing rapidly and we need some kind of shield so that we can anticipate for any changes. I believe that other banks can learn from SVB. They can learn how to manage complex operations. They can manage to learn how to pick which bonds to pay for and even expand their services. It is a very unfortunate event for SVB to collapse, because then again, a lot of people have their money stored in SVB, and a lot of people also work in SVB. Still, we should take what we could from this event. We should learn how to prevent it from happening again, how to prevent it from repeating, and not just whine or sulk that our go-to bank just collapsed. The future is as important as the past, and hence we needed the past to secure the future. Well, I think that's all for today. It's 11 minutes already for a podcast. Thank you for listening to the end, and have a good day. Thank you.